I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. The United States Mint made its first nickel in 1866. Before that, the half dime was our 5-cent piece. The half dime was smaller than a dime and made mostly of silver. The new 1866 nickel was much larger, and it was made of 3/4 copper and 1/4 nickel. Except for the years of World War II, when nickel was needed for the war effort, the size and metallic composition of our nickel has remained the same as it was when it started nearly a century and a half ago. The country made a good profit on those nickels back in 1866, but a lot has changed in almost 150 years, especially the price of metals. Last year it cost the United States almost 9.5 cents to make a nickel. Yep, the government is losing almost a nickel on every nickel it makes. We've all heard about the space program paying hundreds of dollars for one wrench, but get this. Last year, we minted over 1,200 million nickels, with a resulting loss of over $57 million. So what to do? Well, they're working on it. Honest, in 2010, Congress passed a bill called the Coin Modernization Oversight and Continuity Act. Among other things, it required the United States Mint to examine ways to save money minting coins. Pennies and nickels are the real problem. The other coins pay their way. The first report to Congress was made in December 2012, and the Mint said it had experimented with steel-based pennies, but they cost as much to make as our current zinc pennies, so no changes were recommended or made. The next report is due this coming December. And this time they're working on nickels. They hired the Jarden Zinc Products Company of Tennessee to mint some experimental nickels. This is the company that makes the dyes for our pennies. And the experimental nickels they're making have the same metallic composition of, get this, our zinc penny. The bane of treasure hunters everywhere. This nickel would be made of 99% zinc, a metal which quickly deteriorates from exposure to elements in the ground. You know how new pennies fall apart or have chunks out of them when you dig them up? Well, the same would happen to nickels if this formulation is accepted. And to add to the grief, the new nickel would be covered with a copper coating so it would look pretty much like a big penny. It would still be the same size as our current nickel, but it would be 20% lighter. I'm guessing the vending machine companies would scream. Or are there still vending machines that use nickels anymore? And can you imagine what kind of signal your metal detector would give you when it passed over a big zinc nickel? It would probably scream in anguish. Now, we really don't know if this new nickel will be approved to replace our nickel nickels. I'm guessing the odds are against it. But who knows? 148 years is a long time to go without a change. And if it does happen, just remember, you heard it here first, in the Treasure Corner. Thanks for listening, and for some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. And while you're there, see if my book sounds like something you might like to have. If you'd like me to autograph your copy, just let me know when you order. Thanks again, and in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.